To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Kirundo residents are called for urgent action amid the water crisis and crocodile attacks. Police records a 21.6% drop in GBV cases in fourth quarter of 2025. In African news, South Sudan's leader sacks her aides after dead man appointed. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A serious water crisis has hit Chirundo district with residents complaining that they have been consuming contaminated water, resulting in increased cases of illness and reported deaths. The residents say most people fetch brownish water from nearby sources, including the Zambezi River, which they say poses a serious health risk. Some community members have reportedly lost their lives to waterborne diseases, while others have been attacked by crocodiles while fetching water. One resident, Matilda Tembo, says crocodile attacks have claimed several lives in recent months. She has also raised concern over frequent cases of waterborne diseases and ongoing human-animal conflict, adding that elephants and hippos have been destroying crops, contributing to hunger in the area. Another resident, Festus Simpamba, says that although some households rely on sachet water, commonly known as drips, many cannot afford it due to the hotter climatic conditions in the district. The residents have since called on relevant authorities to urgently intervene. Zambia Police Service recorded 9,707 cases of gender-based violence countrywide during the fourth quarter of 2025, representing a 21.6% reduction from the same period in 2024. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says Lusaka Province recorded the highest number of criminal GBV cases, with 1,483, or Northern Province that recorded the lowest. Women and girls remain the most affected, accounting for over 79% of the victims, with more than 2,700 children reported to have been abused. Physical abuse remained the most common form of GBV, while sexual abuse cases increased by 5.6%, mainly due to a rise in child defilement cases. Mr. Chilavi says the police service remains committed to working with stakeholders to strengthen prevention, protection and support for victims.
Women and girls remain the most affected. Out of the 9,707 victims, 7,682, 79.1% were female, while 2,025, representing 20.9%, were male. A total of 2,716 children were reported to have been abused during this period. Of these, 2,027 children were victims of criminal cases, including 1,571 girls and 456 boys, while the remaining 689 children were victims of non-criminal cases.
Some mothers in Lusaka have expressed concern over men who abandon their responsibilities after children are born with disabilities or special needs. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the mothers say that many fathers disappear shortly after discovering that their child has special needs, leaving women to shoulder the burden alone. They explain that raising a child with special needs requires extra care, time and financial resources, making life extremely difficult without support. The mothers added that beyond financial challenges, they also face a stigma and emotional stress from society. They have appealed to men to take responsibility for their children, regardless of their condition.